This is KUT. Since Republicans took full control of Washington, Central Texas Congressman Lamar Smith has become a leading voice in setting his party's agenda when it comes to science and environmental regulation. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, some worry that agenda will have a chilling effect on research and policy.
As head of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, Lamar Smith made a name for himself challenging widely accepted science on climate change, including subpoenaing researchers and government officials with whom he disagrees. Here he is speaking recently at the Conservative Heartland Institute at a forum for climate change skeptics.
Let me confess to you all, I was the first Science Committee chairman in 21 years to issue a subpoena. 21 years ago, a chairman issued one subpoena. In the last Congress, I actually issued 25. Let me say, I don't anticipate issuing near that many in the current Congress.
Smith's notion that many environmental regulations are based on suspect or non-existent data is refuted by most in the scientific community, but it's gained political traction since Republicans took the White House. One of his bills has already passed the House this year. It requires the EPA to make new policies based only on research that uses data that's publicly available and reproducible.
In our modern information age, federal regulation should be based only upon data that is available for every American to see and can be subjected to independent review.
It sounds like a modest enough goal, but some worry it could have a negative effect on public health.
So let me focus on a couple of studies that have been sort of really critical and probably in part launched this discussion about data access.
This is Jonathan Samet. He directs the University of Southern California's Institute for Global Health. The two studies he's talking about were started decades ago. They looked at how people's health is affected by where they live.
Both studies showed that living in places with higher air pollution compared to lower increased risk for dying and in particular for some specific diseases like lung cancer and heart disease.
The findings were powerful and influenced the EPA setting new emission standards. But because the studies used medical records, the data had to stay secret. Under Smith's proposal, these studies wouldn't have been used to protect people from air pollution.
It could affect the translation of research findings if these requirements for access and documentation have to be met.
Many environmentalists go further, saying Smith's real goal is to dismantle the scientific rationale on which many environmental rules are based. It's something Smith doesn't deny. At the Heartland Institute forum, he said he hoped executive action could end old regulations, while bills like his would create a huge disincentive to issue new ones. Mose Bushell, KUT News.